To develop the heedfulness needed to cultivate the meditation as taught by the Buddha, one must at least understand what is heedfulness and what is meditation as taught by the Buddha in order to start. It is just like you have a problem and you come to a meditation teacher and he said to you, just meditate and your problem will be resolved. Is this going to be useful if you do not even want to find out what your problem is? How can you start solving your problem when you do not know what your problem is? Similarly, with meditation, if you do not understand what meditation is, then how can you start developing it? Meditation and cultivation must be done with understanding so that one is not gullible.
So this one is important, remember. All of meditation must be done with understanding. Then you are not deluded. You will be able to develop it because you understand what is meditation. Otherwise, you're gullible. People give you method technique, then they call you vipassana. Oh, you greed for vipassana. Well, you heard vipassana can make you enlightened. So, other type of meditation you don't want to learn. When I started teaching, you know what happened. A lot of people, they heard about me, then they ask, your teacher teach what? Brother Teo teach what? Vipassana. Not vipassana, the one, fall away. I came across a lot of them, but I just laugh. Because people don't understand what they are looking for. So if they are gullible, they only want to hear the word vipassana. What you teach not important. As long as vipassana, he will attend. So if you want to be a good salesman to sell to this group, very easy. Label your teaching as vipassana. There are a lot of followers. But for me, I told my Kayamita, I said, no need. People are that very difficult to develop the understanding. And I said, because they have this desire for this type of words. And they don't know what vipassana is. Just now we went to, what is vipassana? Vipassana got two parts, we. What is we? The three characteristics of nature, okay? Passana is to insight into it, understand? So vipassana is whatever that allow you to insight into phenomena to realize the three universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, anatta is vipassana. So how can method and technique be vipassana? Without mindfulness awareness, how can you see things as they are? How can you insight into phenomena? So how to teach people like that? And the question that they ask is they want a method and a technique which you call vipassana. So people like that are very difficult to teach, understand? Unless they are willing to listen. But most of these people are very difficult. Because finally they don't appear. Because they are attracted to only vipassana. And then the Kayamita said, oh, brother, say method and technique don't define the meditation. Oh, he lucky scan. Straight away disappear. Don't teach vipassana. No method, no technique. Then how to meditate? There is a question. But they never inquire, who meditate? Who meditate? The thought meditate is one thing. The Buddha say what? Heedfulness is a path to the devil. The form and mind must develop heedfulness, understand? And they don't want to understand this. They want vipassana, understand? So one day maybe I start to change. Vipassana, heedfulness, heedfulness is vipassana. Then they come. Heedfulness, I thought that one is apamada. So you got Dhammapada verse 21. Heedfulness is the path to the deathless, the heedful never die. So is this vipassana? Then they look at you, like that, I don't want to learn this. Because they are not familiar with the term heedfulness. So a lot of people, because of their coming past, they become gullible. Okay, continue. Maya.
As meditation is a very general word, it is important to understand the meditation as taught by the Buddha. The real meditation as taught by the Buddha is to develop the wisdom via insight into the three universal characteristics of nature, anicca, dukkha, and anatta, so as to be at peace with all situations wherever you are, termed upati viveka. Fully relax and be aware to develop the wisdom born of direct seeing. The thought must not interfere. There is just clarity of mind leading to the awakening or insight into the three universal characteristics of nature. The mind that is liberated is so free. It understands that all phenomena, whether physical, mental, or nature, and natures, are all empty and they are all conditions arising or causal phenomena following nature's law. This is deep penetrative wisdom.
You look at the diagram is to make it easier for you to understand. So in the center circle, you can see what is meditation as taught by the Buddha. So what is the definition?
Definition. Meditation is to be to decondition one's heedless thinking via training the mind to be heedful. Then use it to insight into the three universal characteristics of nature. Cultivate wisdom to liberate the mind so that it is at peace with all life situations. Oh,
so the rest is like definition, you already defined. Huh? You can use any skillful means, whether mind-serving method or what, to decondition the heedless thinking so that you are mindful, you are aware, and so then use it to cultivate. Then the next one is how.
How? To develop the five spiritual faculties with strong determination to overcome the five hindrances of mind.
So this one is obvious. This one can be puja, devotional practice, or reflect and contemplate how unique and special the Buddha is, and how wonderful and important is the teaching. It not only enable you to have the ability to like become enlightened, but he is the wisest and the most virtuous living being ever to be born. So you will have faith in him, gratitude towards him. Then you will go all out to study what or cultivate what he has taught you, because that teaching is so special and bring about enlightenment in the here and the now and liberate your mind so that you can be free of all suffering. And what are the five mental hindrances? Are the one we have gone through? Then what are the five spiritual faculties we have gone through? So final result of meditation is meditation is about
realizing the wisdom to be at peace while accepting the reality of the moment.
This one, one sentence on here you can do, you really, really become very different. Can you do that? Oh, sadhu, very good. The rest all, still for sure. Read loudly. Meditation is about
realizing the wisdom to be at peace with
the wisdom to be
at peace.
At peace we are
accepting the reality.
The reality of the moment means what? Like the Buddha say, whatever that arises, there are causes and conditions. So if causes and conditions are really like that, how can it be otherwise? Understand or not? That's why it is going to happen this way. So if you want things your way, which is not nature's way, what happens? You suffer, isn't it? So ability to see things as they are and accept them for what they are, based on wisdom, is the way to free your mind. Means you must be able to be at peace with all situations. If the Buddha is only peaceful when he is meditating, then he is not the Buddha. Understand? That's why this meditation is so different. When you develop the understanding, you are at peace anywhere, any place, any situation, any condition. Where to find such teaching? Understand? Not restricted to all this teaching. You got this problem, then cultivate this problem, cultivate other problem cannot. Then there is not the wisdom. Wisdom apply to all. That's why wisdom is an understanding. It's not a knowledge. Knowledge is specific. Understand? Like you have scientific knowledge, you could be a scientist. You are a medical doctor, then your knowledge is that field, understand? But other field, you ask him, he don't understand. But wisdom is different, spiritual. It's not a knowledge. It's a wisdom, awakening, understanding. No more deluded means you understand life. You know the secret of life. You know how to live life, understand? Means you got no problem with life, isn't it? No matter what it is. So it's different from knowledge. Knowledge cannot free your mind. Knowledge maybe make you smarter, more intelligent, more arrogant, ego strong. So all this, when you go through life, when you have enough exposure, you will understand. Okay? Then the next one is a technique. These are skillful means. Just now we already listed puja and all those things. So turn to the page with all the big, big words. That one easy to read. Puja or devotional practice means a daily religious routine will be useful. When you do puja, you will not only perform the 10 meritorious action, you at the same time develop the faith, the saddha, then affinity with the great being, triple gem and all those things. Do you realize or not? Then you renew your precept to avoid all evil, chant the salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma and the Sangha, so that you understand who the Buddha is, the 9 great virtues, and you understand what the Dhamma is. Otherwise, you don't know how to cultivate. You go and meditate. They say, oh, you what jnana, you are enlightened already. But you didn't check against the salutation of the Sangha. Dhamma. Understand not? Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo. Well expounded is the Dhamma by the Buddha. Then what is the characteristics of this Dhamma? Whether it is tandhikiko or not, akaliko or not, ehipasiko or not, pachetang, veditabho, venohiti. Understand not? So, opanaiko also another one, leading inward to the heart, can be realized by the wise. The most distinct one is sandhiko and akaliko, especially akaliko, beyond thought, beyond mind. So you check. If what you meditate on is thought-based, how can it go beyond thought, beyond mind? And how can that be the Dhamma as proclaimed and taught by the Buddha? So very clear, right? Then the second one, mind sweeping method, combined with metta. That one is to decondition your heedless thinking, where you sweep your mind by feeling the forehead, relax, then sweep down to facial muscle, relax. Means feel any tension, any stress with it, relax into it, understand not? Or any tightness also relax into it. Then you move on to your neck, shoulder, back to shoulder, then heart, then stomach, abdomen, leg, everything. Then in between, you combine in metta. Before you do the facial muscle, you reflect on this. Radiate a radiant smile while standing in front of the mirror. So when you can radiate a radiant smile, means what? You are relaxed and happy, isn't it? You got joy. Otherwise, how to smile? So when you smile, you should relax, happy. So that one will enable you to relax easier. Your facial muscle also, when you smile, where got tightness, where got stress. When you are unhappy, when things don't go your way, then your facial expression is bin chao chao. You know what is that? Your face, bu song. So all these are obvious, isn't it? When you are not happy, there is this stress, unhappiness, and it's reflected in you. So all this can be useful. That's why it's called skillful means. Then the third one, anapanasati, okay? You can do it well, sati will come. Then your mind will enter sati. Then mindfulness of the four posture, daily mindfulness. Then mindfulness and clear comprehension of all action and movement in the present moment. or daily mindfulness with clear comprehension. So these are all obvious. So once heedful, use the trained mind to cultivate the meditation as taught by the Buddha, which is the three turnings of the Four Noble Truths, including the Noble Eightfold Path. And finally, when you have the understanding ready, after overcoming covetous and greed, you cultivate the four foundation of mindfulness, or the Satipatthana practice. Okay? So all the technique is to train your mind to be heedful, to develop the first rectangle is what? To insight into the three universal characteristics of anicchang, dukkang, and anatta, to realize the unreality of the five aggregate of form and mind, so that you are no longer deluded. So that the form and mind projecting into the phenomenal world of consciousness is clearly understood. Then it cannot delude you, understand? It loses its power to delude you into attachment, craving, clinging, conditioning your suffering. So all this is obvious when you have the sati, or mindfulness and heedfulness. Then the next one is, via puja is to develop the five spiritual faculty to overcome the mental hindrance. Then my supreme method is to decondition the heedless thinking through feeling and relaxing without thought. Then, how to develop heedfulness after that? Cultivate kayanupassana via anapanasati, mindfulness of four posture, and sati sampajana, anasana. This is what the Buddha taught under kayanupassana. Okay.